Hey guys, and welcome to the High Road Podcast. This is your host, Maddie, and as always, I'm incredibly grateful for you tuning in. So I want to talk about my past couple weeks. Overall, I feel very encouraged by my season. I feel like I have really done the work and that I am where I'm at right now for a purpose. But I think it's a very normal and natural thing to take five steps forward and two steps back. That's kind of what I feel like. And sometimes it's you take one step forward and five steps back, right? Like we're still moving forward, but it's taking a really, really long time. And so I guess lately I've felt pretty discouraged. And the reason why is because I feel like I am, excuse my language, I'm not really a big swearer or anything, but like when I'm really passionate about something, sometimes I do. But like I have busted my ass to do what I'm supposed to do, like to at least what I feel like I'm supposed to do. I work hard to pay my bills. I work hard to take care of my kids. I work hard to take care of myself. And I don't believe that I'm doing anything different or out of the ordinary than what any other person would do, right? One thing that really amazes me as people is that we just tend to do what we need to do. I remember when I was pregnant with my son, and my biggest worry was like not getting sleep, like not being able to be what I needed to be, and just getting like used to the new habits of being a mother. And then when my son was born, it was just like boom, I just did what I needed to do, right? And as people, that's oftentimes what we do, no matter what the circumstance is. We just do what we need to do. And sometimes that's just surviving, and sometimes that's thriving. But I just think it's really amazing as people that we do that. But lately, I know I have felt very discouraged. So, I work really, really hard at my job. I'm a special education teacher. I also am a waitress, one or two nights a week. And then, on top of that, I'm a single mom and I'm trying to take care of myself, like physically, mentally, emotionally. And this week I just was drained. Like this is a really hard time, in the school year because everybody's just so tired. Everybody is like sick, and I've dealt with just a ton of crabby teenagers. I love my students more than anything, but this week was hard. And then coming home, and like my kids are also kind of in that same place. Like, this is just a hard time of the year. They're tired, they're whiny, they're crabby. And it just started to really get to me. And granted, if that is what I'm dealing with, if that is the struggles, like, how fortunate, how just grateful am I to have a life where those are some of the challenges that I'm facing when they could be so much bigger, right? So really keeping a good perspective on that is where I try to really gauge my mind. But where I'm really at is like financially. I'm trying to figure out what the hell to do to make ends meet. So just to be really vulnerable, my situation, we all know that teachers in South Dakota do not make a whole lot of money, right? I'm in my fifth year, absolutely love my job, would not change it for the world. But my children need to be in, full-time preschool next year, full-time daycare, whatever the case is. So what my situation is like trying to figure out how I'm going to make that work, because truthfully, what I make each month, it's to pay for daycare is like one third, if not even just half of what I make. And that is extremely discouraging. And shout out to all the daycare preschool providers. You deserve to be paid a freaking arm and a leg. Like, for what you do, as a middle school teacher, it's busy. But those little kiddos, it is so beyond busy. And that's what my mom did for a really long time. She was my kids' daycare provider. And just, I have so much respect, so much credit to her because, I'm just so grateful that I had that. And so just a real quick shout out to everybody who is just a little people provider. You are absolutely amazing. But it's really discouraging when I feel like I am busting my ass and I still can't make ends meet. I still can't figure out a way to do what I have to do. And so I've really just this past month or two just been like, trying to figure out what to do with my job, what to do with my kids. It's so frustrating in the world that we live in today. Like, you can't be in the middle financially. You either have to be like way above everybody else or way below. Like, it really is just an all or nothing kind of thing, is what that is what's been my experience. Because to apply for childcare assistance, it actually is, it's kind of a long story, but at the end of the day, I got denied because I make literally, I'm just above the threshold. And it is just, it didn't seem fair. It was really upsetting to me. And but I just was kind of like, this is, this is what it is. And we're gonna roll with it. That's really my mindset. If something doesn't work out the way that I want it to, it's just like, we're gonna figure something else out, or what does God have for me in this situation? So, I felt like I, that just this whole week, I just was tired. I was really exhausted because I will like spend a day as a teacher and then I'll go to my second job one night a week. And I'll close. I'm exhausted, taking care of my kids, trying to take care of myself, trying to find time to have time to myself, try to find time to take care of myself physically, and work out, things like that. And overall, I feel like I have developed a really nice balance, but it really is discouraging when asked people like, we are doing the best that we can. And it still doesn't seem like enough. It just every month when I'm living paycheck to paycheck, I'm like, why is this happening? I should be in a different place. That's really what it feels like. And so I get really discouraged, especially when I'm having to think about, okay, I'm gonna have to completely change careers. I'm gonna have to completely change something in my life. And if that is what God has for me, that is just what is supposed to happen. And that's okay. But I couldn't make anything, like nothing was connecting. There were no puzzle pieces like coming together. And so I really kind of just started to panic this week. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do? And so I started just to really try to like sit with myself, because I started to really become frustrated, feel discouraged, and then that starts to really affect my mindset. So when we feel these really overwhelming, like uncomfortable feelings, we don't know what we're going to do. I think it's okay to not know what to do. I think it's honestly actually a healthy thing to not always know what we're going to do, to be in a stressful situation. Again, not unnecessary stress, but in this case, this was like stress for me. Like, okay, I have options here. What is going to work out? And I really just, I am put in a place where I have to have a lot of faith. And I have to be able to compartmentalize, because sometimes when we get so stressed out, when we're so overwhelmed, it's really hard to be anywhere else. And so when that happens, I really try just to sit in the moments that I'm in. For instance, like when I'm home with my kids, yeah, what I want to be doing is I want to be searching up jobs. I want to be starting interviews. I want to even meet, maybe be like when money is really tight, working a second shift at my waitressing job. But it's so important to also be able to compartmentalize and like be where your 2 feet are. And so as a individual, I really try to do that and find that healthy balance, because otherwise I just get myself completely worked up and I get way more overwhelmed by being stressed out in that way. And one thing too that I really thought about this week, because when we're in these positions, it's really important that we are shifting our gratitude, that we're really shifting our perspective so we're not focused on the negative, but we are focused on, okay, what is this opportunity supposed to teach me? One thing that I really noticed this week, well, probably just this past month, is the fact that I'm so grateful as to where I am, and I'm so grateful like that I even have options, because I am so aware that some parents, some individuals don't. They don't just don't have options. I work with a lot of students where their parents have to work their butt off to pay the bills, and then they're not home with their kids. And then that, of course, then creates problems in their home or problems for their children. Or I see the other aspect where it's like, okay, I have these kids, and I am right in the middle, just kind of like me. So what the heck is the point? Because I can't get assistance, you know, if I work this job, or like then I'm making too much money, which is exactly where I was. So, you know, why don't I just be home with my kids? I'm gonna pick to be home with my kids, and then I'm going to, you know, find a different job or a part-time job. Or shoots, I see some parents not even work at all, and they find other, you know, other ways to get things paid for or get on assistance. It doesn't seem fair, and yes, there are people that like misuse the system, but being in the place that I'm in, it really has been such an awakening and such an eye opener to be like, this is a hard place to be. And I am incredibly grateful with the fact that I have options, with the fact that I love the job that I have, with the fact that I can be home with my kids. Yeah, money is tight. And I believe that money is tight for everybody, no matter where you are right now in life, no matter if you're a single parent, no matter if you're married, you know, no matter if you have multiple people living in your home or it's just you. Money is just a hard thing right now. And so that's really just how I try to change my perspective this week, this month anyway. So where my mind went to is, how can I do the hard thing here? Well, I felt like, okay, well, I'm already doing the hard thing, right? I'm working my butt off every place that I am. And I think that is where it's like we have to really consider the fact that we can do that for a long time before we get some sort of reward. And I had this like feeling where it's just like, I feel like it's coming. I feel like the reward is coming. I feel like there's going to be something working out. We just don't know what the timing of that is. And that can be really, really uncomfortable. But one thing that I ran into this week, when I was reading the Bible, was Galatians 6, 9 through 10. And so I want to share that with you today. It was extremely powerful. And it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." I think that is just everything. That is literally everything in the season that I'm in. If you are in this season right now where you are just busting your butt, you're doing the very best that you can. And understand that doing the best that you can mean a lot of different things. My best is different every single day. Yesterday, when I was beyond discouraged, when my week was over, when I was tired, when I felt like nothing was working, every single person around me felt crabby and I was getting crabby. The best that I could do, I kid you not, like this is me being very vulnerable. The best that I could do was just not yell at my kids. Like the best that I could do was just simply be patient with them. My house was messy. I was not picking that battle. I had probably a million and one things to do, was not picking that battle. And I was tired as heck. Like I had absolutely no energy whatsoever. That just was the best that I could do, was just get my kids to bed, read them a story without like losing it. Because what I felt like on the inside was just losing it. And sometimes, like, it's not just because of that day, it's because of buildup. And I really try to pay important, like, or I try to pay attention to that. I try to pay attention to the buildup because I don't want something to build up in me where I'm frustrated for so long. I want to really let everything go. And I want to be very careful where I'm spending my energy. Because if I'm spending my energy on the wrong things, or if I'm distracted by something, like when we have those things in our lives, we get really tired and we get really burnt out really, really fast. So I try to be very careful about where I have myself, about the time, like about the things that I'm spending my time on, and be really mindful and aware of how I'm feeling and just where my energy is going. Because if it's going in the wrong place, I'm gonna really quick get tired, and then I'm just like not a good person in most environments. I'm certainly not the best mom that I can be, and I'm certainly not the best individual, the best teacher I can be if I'm not being careful and compartmentalizing just where I'm at and being mindful and aware. So going back to this verse talks about let us not become weary in doing good. And this is the whole point. Like the High Road podcast, doing the hard thing, not necessarily knowing what is going to come back to you. I am a firm believer, not in karma, but I'm a firm believer in like when you do good, when you're a healed person, yes, you do receive those rewards in time. Now, when can those rewards be? Well, we just don't know, right? It could be something that happens a week later. It could be something that happens years later. And that's what I'm very understanding and mindful of right now in my life is just the fact that, yeah, I am busting my butt. And I believe that there are so many parents busting their butt, individuals busting their butt, doing the best that they can. And we don't know when the reward is going to happen. And so the verse talks about we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. And that is what I want to sit with today. I want to encourage you, wherever you're at, whatever season you're in, to just keep going, to do the hard thing. You know, when we don't know what's ahead, when we don't know when the reward is coming, when something is going to work out for us, it's really easy to feel discouraged. It's really easy to feel like we just need to figure something else out, or we need to, you know, give up. And what's the whole point? I certainly have come into those moments so many different times. I literally have been like, what in the world is the point? But I really just had such a strong feeling and so much passion today for this topic of just never giving up, of just continuing to go and move forward and understand that it is not for nothing. Like this season, this time, this circumstance, this situation is not for nothing. Every single season that we go through is for something. It's to teach us something. It's to build some sort of resilience. And sometimes it's really hard to connect the dots and to understand why we're going through certain things that we are. Yeah, me in my situation, it would be so much easier. It'd be so much better if I could financially provide the way that I want to, if I could financially do the things that I want to do, if I didn't have to have a second job, if I was just able to like put my mind in another place rather than being worried about, okay, how am I going to pay this bill that's coming up? Right? These are the things that we go through, and you insert whatever situation you're in. You insert whatever like circumstance that you're going through right now that's a struggle, that's hard. But if we can change our perspective and understand that we experience each of these seasons to really build resilience and build who we are as people. I know if I ever get to the point to where my finances are a little bit easier, to where I can pay for things and not have a second job and not have to worry about, you know, okay, how am I going to provide in this way? I know that if I'm ever in that place, I'm going to be so humbled and I'm going to be so much more grateful than what I what like than what I would ever have been if my life would have turned out different because of the season that I'm experiencing. And I think we have to change our perspective. We have to look at, okay, like where am I now? Where was I once? Where was I at one point? And just really take every single victory and understand that we have to go through this ladder, this tier of life where we are experiencing different things. So we can truly be grateful when we have something different, when our seasons look different than what they once were. So today I just want to really encourage you, no matter if you are struggling financially like what it feels like the rest of the world is, no matter if you are a single parent and you are busting your butt for your kids, no matter if you are a college student and you are working so hard, doing your homework, going to class, going to work, all of that is so stressful. You know, if you are working hard at your marriage, working hard at your relationship, if you're just working hard at your job, if whatever the case is, if you are providing for somebody, providing for a family member, providing for someone who's sick, who's not doing well, whatever the circumstances, if you are battling addiction and not knowing what is going to happen or how to overcome healing, how to overcome those really, really hard things like addiction, if you are battling anger and all sorts of uncomfortable emotions and feelings and going through a season that may be lonely, that maybe you're not understanding why you're going through it, I encourage you to just keep going. And that is so much easier to say than to do. But I truly want to leave you with Galatians 6, 9 through 10. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And the point of that is that it says the proper time. We don't know what the proper time is. I serve God and I'm a believer and I believe that His timing is so much better than our own. Anytime I have tried to put something into my own hands, anytime I have tried to make something work in my own time, it has never been correct. It has never worked out in my favor. But God knows, and God knows that I'm already going to do those things before I do them. So today I want to encourage you to truly just keep going and to know that your season is not for nothing. You are not working hard. You are not doing the very best that you can for nothing. And to give yourself grace, because we don't have days that look the same all the time. We have days where our best looks very, very different. And sometimes our best is just getting out of bed. And sometimes our best is going above and beyond and doing things that we never even thought that we were capable or equipped to do. As people, we really can surprise ourselves. We really can shock ourselves and be in these places where we are going above and beyond. And then sometimes we just need to be forgiving and give ourselves and each other grace. Because in this life, we're all doing the best that we can. I am a firm believer that you only know what you know. And once you know better, you can do better. And that means that we have to, in order to do better, in order to know better, we have to put ourselves in positions to where we can make the decisions that we need to make that are healthy for us. It means that we have to find resources and find people, find a community where we can help ourselves. In this financial position that I'm in, where I don't know what in the world to do, I have come across a community of people that are trying to help me, a community of people who understand the position that I'm in. And I am coming across a possible solution where I might be able to make something work for next year, for this worry that I have. But we have to stick with it. And I knew that I just had to keep going. That something was going to come up, that we have to just sometimes sit back and have faith. Now, that doesn't mean that we just sit back and we do nothing and we just let God just take over. We can let God take over, but we also have to move when it's time to move. There are things that we have to do in order for Him to work in us and in order for Him to work in other people. So today, I just encourage you to just keep going, to keep moving forward, to be encouraged, to surround yourself in a community of people who support you, who love you, who make you feel supported and loved. And just understand that it is not for nothing. what you are doing right now, how you are giving your very best, it is not for nothing. And you will receive a reward in due time. Now, you don't know when that reward will happen. You don't know what will come of it. And sometimes we go through seasons that are really, really hard and they seem so discouraging for so long. But I want you to know, when you do the hard thing and not the easy thing, you will always receive some sort of reward in due time. Remember, doing the hard thing means that we are sitting with ourselves, meaning that we are doing things that are uncomfortable, because uncomfortable and stressful situations are not always bad, right? We don't want unnecessary discomfort. We don't want unnecessary stress. But when we sit in things where we aren't always comfortable, it allows us to also grow as people. And that's what we need. We need to continue to grow in resilience. We need to continue to grow in endurance, to be able to compartmentalize where we're at and handle more than one thing at a time, but to also be able, while we may be running around with our heads cut off, to also be able to sit with ourselves and to slow down. The times in my life where I have been the most chaotic and I wish that I could take back was when I wasn't willing to slow down. I wasn't willing to slow down for my children. I wasn't willing to slow down for me. And in order for us to truly take care of ourselves, we have to slow down in such a fast-paced world. And I want you to just know today that you are so loved, that you are so supported, that you are doing the very best that you can, and I am so proud of you. And if you serve God, or if you don't, just know that He loves you and He has you in a season where He will help you get through it. Because I truly believe that we have a God that meets us right where we're at. And there is nothing that we can do about that. There is nothing that we can do about the love that He has for us, because it will never go away. There is nothing that we can do that can change His love for us. And I hope today that you surround yourself in a community of people who show you that, who show you that kindness, who show you that patience, and who show you the things of this life that we need to know, to feel, to just keep going, to be encouraged. So today, I hope that you just know that what you are doing is not for nothing. It is absolutely for a purpose. And the time of reward is coming for you. Thank you so incredibly much for listening. God bless.